Dr. Drew over there. Wow, he's been here a record, what, 3.5 days in a row?
In a row.
Fantabulous. And going for a fourth day tomorrow.
I plan to.
Really on a roll, buddy. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number, if we get any more paper in it, 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, our guest is Sean Patrick Thomas. He is from Save the Last Dance, only the number one movie at the box office this week. And by the way, I was watching Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood and all that. And not only did they mention it was number one, but set a record for a Martin Luther King box office weekend.
Opening.
And I'm sure Martin would be proud if he could see this. Well, I mean, it has to do with race.
That's true.
So it's the timing is good.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the previous record holder was, but they've been bumped.
Yeah. I think the previous record was Varsity Blues from a couple years ago.
Right. And it was does this surprise you?
I'm completely shocked.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I knew it was a good movie, and I was proud of it, and I had fun doing it. But to think that all these shows would be sold out and people have trouble getting in, that just blows my mind.
How do you think the vibe got going on it?
I think they really promoted it well on MTV. Mm. I think they really got out like the interracial love story thing going, and just to put the conflicts out there that people live with every day and that they wanted to see it up on screen.
Sean is in this with Julia Stiles, who's now everywhere, by the way. Every time I turn on the TV, I see her. She has a good look. I mean, it's kind of a hot chick that you could get look. You know that look? She looks like an Irish boxer. And I don't mean that.
Oh, man.
I don't mean that in a bad
That's
way.
Foul, man. That's
no,
foul.
She's got a look. You don't know Teddy Atlas is. He's a used to be a boxing trainer, and now he does like commentary. She got a little look like she got socked in the face, but
oh man!
But with a beautiful,
she's a cutie
with
man.
A beautiful glove. I don't mean that in a bad way. She just got, she's good looking, but she looks like you could get her. There's something very appealing about that, as opposed to, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones is real good looking and you can't get her. I think I could get Julia, or at least
in your mind.
In my mind, yes. I could, and that's.
I don't know about that, man. She's a tough nut to crack.
No, I know. I couldn't.
Don't take him literally.
No, I'm saying the attraction. There's certain women who are very attractive because they have a beautiful but almost common look that looks like the common man could be seen with her.
Right.
She's very beautiful but does not have that highfalutin look. You with me on that?
I guess so, but I think she could have it if she wanted it. She just doesn't choose that aesthetic for herself. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, we'll agree to disagree about that. But Sean, you know his work from Can't Hardly Wait and Picture Perfect, Courage Under Fire, Cruel Intentions. Wow, there's a lot of movies, and these are all just in the last couple of years. And coming up in Dracula 2000.
It's already out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. It says coming up there, but that's right. Yeah, what about that Dracula 2000?
It's basically kind of like a hip, sexed-up, modern-day retelling of the Dracula legend. Basically, what would happen if Dracula were released into the modern world in the United States, you know, right now?
I think he'd go mainly unnoticed.
In the goth scene.
Yeah, I think he'd blend right in.
Uh-huh.
There's certain parts of New York, Chicago, and L.A. he could just blend right in, get himself a trench coat, and no one would bother him. All right, so that's out.
Yeah.
You got Save the Last Dance out, and we're going to take some calls. You know how the show goes?
Yeah, sure.
Just jump in, say whatever you want.
All right.
Edna?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had just recently, about a month ago, lost my virginity to a guy that was 23. And the show I was just listening to, ironically, you were talking about Winnie the Pooh, and everyone called him Tigger. And that kind of...
Doubly creepy.
Yeah.
They called the 23-year-old guy Tigger?
Because he fought and he bounced when he fought.
He bounced when he fought.
Yeah.
So what's the question?
Well, I talked to my doctor and about it because, I mean, he kind of forced me, but he cried and told me he loved me. And
this guy forced you to have sex with him?
Yes.
Okay, well, so he raped you.
I don't... Yeah.
When did he cry and tell you he loved you, when you told him you were going to have him arrested?
No, after, right after. And I mean, it's been a mess, like, ever since that. But, and he shouted out the windows or whatever that he loved me and all this stuff. And the thing was, is I only knew him for 4 days. And I knew it wasn't true. And he'd sing these songs to me, like Lone Star Song. And
okay, what's the question? The guy's creeping us out completely.
The Lone Star Song?
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
All right.
And
he shouted out the window.
Yeah, and basically, well, I told my doctor, and my doctor called Children's Services, and Children's Services came to school. I didn't think my doctor could do that, but I guess he has to because of my age.
Right.
And Children's Services came to school, and the woman basically told me either I tell my father or I call my dad and tell him, or she was going to. And so I had to tell my dad, and it's really hurt my relationship with him, and it's hurt my outlook on everything. And right now I'm kind of like, I used to be really religious into church, and I had this whole thing where I wasn't going to have sex till I was married. And right now I'm not dealing with any of this very well. And then I was...
Hey, Edna?
Yeah.
I hate to jump in here in the middle of your role here, but could you turn down the Billy Ray Cyrus, please, so we could get to the end of this? It's kind of distracting.
Okay.
Yeah, please. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay.
Idiots. Go ahead there, Edna.
There's this other boy that I have been talking to, and I ended up sort of sleeping with him because I figured it just didn't matter anyway. I was already ruined. And then he's been, of course, being a guy, because he was 17, he, you know, quit talking to me and was mean.
What happened to the 23-year-old?
He threatened me because I guess the police were looking for him, and he found out because Children's Services had to call the police, and he just threatened me a little bit and told me I better not press charges. I don't want to press charges.
So he turned out to be not such a great guy.
Tell him, tell him the cops found out when he shouted it out the window.
Yeah.
A couple guys were sitting in a patrol car.
So
you went and slept with another guy because you figured it didn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I didn't think that I would have any remorse, and it's just tearing me up inside.
Okay, all right. So you're still sort of intact, and you're still responding to these experiences as you would expect you would, given your previous belief system.
But do you like the second guy?
No.
And she just doesn't like the fact that she's acting out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm feeling like I want affection, and I'm not sure, really.
Where can you get that? Mom?
My mom walked out on me about a year ago.
So she's already gone. And that's probably why this all started happening in the first place. That's why this 23-year-old found a good victim here.
There's much more brewing here than the 23-year-old cowboy.
Yeah, and as usual, it's not so much the age difference between the 16 and 23-year-old that bothers us as much as what it says about the 23-year-old that would have sex with the 16-year-old. That's what we're trying to protect you from, that kind of person.
Where's your mom?
She's in Columbus. She had a drinking problem, and her and my dad ended up splitting up because of that, and I've seen her twice in a year, and it was on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
All right.
So where can you get some connection? Where can you get some affection? Where can
affection, but...
Well, she wants a relationship. She wants some
affection
kindness.
Equals erection.
Well, for her, that's true.
She just needs some counseling.
Yes. Anybody you can talk to?
I have no idea. I have turned to friends, but I have a couple friends that are guy friends, and that's just, I don't even want to do that because I'm afraid I might do something with them even.
Oh, boy. What about you had
girls when I was in high school? The ones who were going to stop me before I have sex again.
But you have a relationship with a church community. What about rekindling that?
The girls that I go to church with are not to be mean. They're very sheltered.
All right,
but how about
just
clergy?
Go to church. You don't have to hang out with the girls.
How about the clergy?
The what?
Clergy.
Those are the people with the crosses.
The dark
guys
cloaks.
Who wear the sort of mock turtlenecks, light the candles. Those guys.
I go to a Baptist church.
Oh, okay. Listen, hey, Edna?
Yeah?
I know it's a hard time for you right now. You have your dad. He found out about it.
He's being an idiot.
He's going to simmer, but he'll cool down real fast. Don't act out. No more seeking comfort in the arms of strangers. Talk to your friends. Go back to church. Reconnect with them. Talk to a counselor at school.
I've already been through counseling. I think it's a huge joke, especially around
here. All right, all right, all right. Okay, then do nothing. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not flying out there.
Counseling, you don't go through counseling in a couple of days.
Yes. What happened with your mom is a big deal, and that's something that you need to talk about and work through. Okay? So you do need to get back into counseling.
You could also go to rape counseling groups. You could go to Alateen. There's lots of options out there for you. Okay?
I went to a counseling group about a year ago because my best friend had died, and the woman made me watch a light bright board and told me to say my feelings as I watched the lights. And I pretty much felt that that was kind of a joke and that wasn't helping me.
Well, my therapist uses an Etch-A-Sketch. You're familiar with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Edna?
Yes.
I want to help you, but not really.
Well, it's help me if you can.
You're not going to challenge me to help you. I'm going to tell you a few things you have to do, okay. And then we got to go to another call.
Okay.
I'm sorry you're in a bad way, but you have to reconnect with your church and your counselors and your father
and your friends. And if you're the therapist is sort of inadequate or you don't feel like you're responding to what they're telling you, tell them that. It says, yeah. Working for me. Yeah. Try something else.
She was angry, boy.
Yeah, but justifiably.
Marie?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Uh-huh.
What's up there, baby?
Hi. I'm very nervous. I had my legs amputated when I was about 3 years old.
From what?
It's kind of a sad story. I was sleeping in bed, and my older brother came by and, took, like, really, really big rubber bands and tied them around my legs, so.
Was he playing?
He wasn't playing. He was just sleeping, and he tied them around my legs, and this was, like, over a course of, like, 12 hours. I was very sleepy because I was sick, and I had, like, a lot of DayQuil or something, and...
You were three?
Uh-huh.
DayQuil. Yeah.
Three, and you were taking... Who gave you DayQuil at three?
I don't know, like an aunt. I don't really remember all that much. I was three. I don't really remember, but... the circulation got cut off to my legs, and the doctor had to amputate them, both of my legs.
From where? What point?
From from the femur. Like I only have like my two femurs. I don't have like calves or feet.
So from the knees.
Mm-hmm. I have like both of those, but.
Both of what?
Hold on. We're going to take a break. I got to kill myself. These last two calls are bringing me down. True. What is this? Marie, are you serious?
I'm sorry, but it's true.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Drew, is this possible?
It's possible, but there's something missing.
Something missing?
Yeah. It's not all fitting together for me. But go ahead. What is it you're calling about?
Well, I have a boyfriend, and he lost his legs during the 89 earthquake.
Hold on, I gotta kill myself again. Yeah?
And we've gotten together and we want to have sex, but I don't really know how, since he doesn't have any legs and I just, like, have these two, like, nubs.
Well, wait, what's he have?
He doesn't have, like, anything. It's, like, just, like, not really there. Like, just, like, these, they're, like, shorter than mine.
Shorter than yours.
What happened to him?
89 earthquake. He was, like, driving. He was, like, about 4 years old, I guess, at the time. He's about a year older than me. He was, like, five or something. And he was in a car, and, like, I'm not really sure, but, like, a bridge fell on him. Not, like, the Bay Bridge or anything. It was, like...
Yeah. It was, what's his name?
His name's Derek.
Is he in a wheelchair?
Yeah, he's in a wheelchair.
Are you in a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you two meet?
We met, like, at a family reunion. He was, like, someone, like, my cousin's, like, cousin, something like that. And I had to come along because, no one was taking care of him. He couldn't really do much around the house, and so his cousin decided to take him to our family reunion.
And is he concerned about how this sex act's going to go down?
How what?
How this is going to go down? How you two are going to have sex?
He wants to, but we're, like, totally confused and freaked out.
Well, first off, I think legs just get in the way when you have sex. If you think about it, it's always move that, watch out, you're going to knock the lamp over,
yeah.
Get out of the way. I think I could operate better without legs. And I like my victims, or girlfriends, as
you call them.
I call them. I like them not to have legs, too. And furthermore, I think it would make my penis look bigger if I didn't have legs, all things being relative.
Oh, and think of those testes.
Yeah, I could say they hang down, my nuts hang down lower than my legs. I wouldn't be lying. All right, listen, I think this is fine. You guys will work it out. I mean, why is this so sad? I mean, I know it's sad, but what I mean is
you found each other.
But aren't they 16 years old and talking about having sex? Like, what about that issue?
Well, actually, do you have a relationship?
We've been going out for about a year and a half now.
The average age of onset in this country is 16.2.
You're kidding.
That's the average.
Wow.
All right. You've been going out for a year.
Make sure you use contraception, right?
Yeah. Use a condom. Work it out. I mean, you'll figure it out.
Okay, I'm not really sure because this is like my first boyfriend.
Yeah, but everybody's freaked out. Legs are no legs.
I didn't know what the hell I was doing at 16. Thank God I didn't get laid till I was 29.
Right.
All right, Murray, you're fine. I mean, relatively. Yeah, this guy's great. You guys can just figure it out together. It's all right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Read, get that Kama Sutra book and see what the positions they got there that don't seem to be leg intensive.
Aren't you intelligent? Enjoy.
Yeah, and enjoy. All right, Murray?
All right.
You're fine, baby.
All right, bye.
Jesus Christ. My sister stabbed me with a crocheting needle. I've still not forgiven her. If she'd taken my legs, that would have been it.
That story didn't...
Something missing?
Yeah, this doesn't make sense.
But here's the deal. If you were going to call a radio station and make up a story about why you got your legs amputated,
it would have been a lawnmower.
You would have said a train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would have said a car accident.
Motorcycle
accident. Your brother wrapping a jump rope around your knees while you were sleeping at your aunt's house is not the story you would go with. So there's got to be truth there.
Yeah,
what I'm thinking is that's the story she was told. Something worse happened to her, something weird.
But the brother's got to be like, come on, don't pin this one on me.
Yeah, maybe he did something else. So I don't know what, but the rubber band and NyQuil.
All right.
I was three.
So she found the guy, DayQuil, to be fair
DayQuil.
To her. And she found a guy good that can work it out.
Yeah.
All right. Those are very bizarre calls we started with, Drew. Jared?
Hello.
You're 15. What's up?
Hey, I pleasure myself by... kind of sticking things up my pie hole, so to speak.
I see.
Pie hole.
Yeah. Mm.
I see.
Uh-huh. Pie hole, that's a finishing school term?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's right next to your cake hole. It's actually underneath your cake hole.
Oh my God.
And Jared?
Yeah.
I see.
And, recently, about 2 days ago, I think I seriously hurt myself.
Okay, so.
Hold on. Do you believe this, Drew?
Well, let's just finish it out here.
All right.
What about seeing a doctor about it?
Well, what'd you get stuck up there?
Well, I do this thing in the shower where I get a plunger.
No.
Wait a minute. I believe him.
No.
I want to believe him. Which end of the plunger, Jared?
Well, it's the shaft end.
The shaft end. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm on board.
No.
Yes?
And I get the suction cup and I put it in the shower.
Right. You plant that down.
Right, and then I hold on to.
I didn't even know those were plungers. I thought those were. That's what it was made for.
And then I hold on the shower curtain.
Right.
You know, to stable myself, and I kind of go up and down on this.
Right.
On the plunger.
Right. You lube up with Prel first, though, right?
Of course.
And the shower curtain gave way.
Exactly.
And you landed on this thing.
That's a different people. I was in the hospital when somebody died from that.
Really?
Yeah.
The relative
went right through his colon.
Are you serious?
It was a broom.
It was a broom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Okay, but listen, isn't that just sort of Darwin taking out the garbage when someone dies by shoving a broom up their ass?
Here we go. You're talking to Jared here.
All right. I'm still with you, Jared.
Yeah.
So you lean down on the thing, and then the shower curtain gave way.
Right. And I went, this thing, I swear, was going to hit my stomach. This hurt.
Went that far up.
You got to get checked out, Jared. It's actually very dangerous.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of bleeding.
Have you had abdominal pain, too?
Oh, yes, I have.
Please go get checked out, like right now.
It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah, well, walk in. Anyone who wants to see stuff like this, spend an evening in an emergency room. Somebody will walk in with a story like that.
Really? And listen, I'll go. And I'll go to. I'll spend a Friday night at the emergency room. But so help me Christ, Drew, if no one comes in there with something up their ass, I'm going to come gunning for you.
You won't be disappointed. But here's what they all say. Every single one of them.
They slipped.
They sat on it. But
right.
You know what? Jared sat on it. I never thought about them actually willfully sitting on it. Maybe that's what they were doing.
All right. Well, it's semantics. All right. Sean, are you disgusted?
Actually, yeah. To be perfectly frank, that kind of freaked me out a little bit, man.
Yeah. It hurts, doesn't it? I'm just hearing about it.
Yeah.
The good news is he was probably making it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I think.
But the bad news is it's happened to many, many people.
Yeah, I think it's probably real, actually, the sum total of that call. But
all right, let's just tease one more. Yeah, Anderson, I see you flailing around there like a docked flounder.
Poor Sean, we're just shooting him out of the sky here.
we'll see if we can find something a little
number
more normal.
Number one,
this
fail.
Is. I had no idea what I was getting into here.
No doubt.
Hey, listen, I didn't either. That was 5 years ago.
Wow.
Deidre?
Hi.
Hi, you're 24.
Hi. Yeah, I get this really nasty pain before, like during and after I have sex with my husband.
All right. True. Is there anyone up here who has a question about Save the Last Dance or something like that? Anybody wants to know how Sean got his start in acting? Is there anything on there that doesn't have to do with some pain in the nether regions? Something that was lodged somewhere?
Kevin, Dad's touching him at night.
There's a nice one. Anyone who just, let's say, had an arm amputated by a loved one? No?
No, we'll take Deidre after the break.
Deidre?
Yes.
You all right?
Yes.
All right. Sit in a nice, cool tub
That's
of
it.
Water.
Be careful now.
And be careful for the plungers. Cool that vagina off of yours. We'll take a little break, and then we'll get back with you, okay?
All right.
Sean Patrick Thomas is here from Save the Last Dance. We will get back with some more palatable calls after this.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Is Dr. Drew. Phone number. I'm a little scared to give that phone number out after this last special call. Let's just sit here and talk amongst ourselves. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sean Patrick Thomas is here from Save the Last Dance. He's the guy in all the commercials, is doing all the dancing. He stars in that with Julia Stiles and number one in the box office.
That's
set a
right.
Box office record for the Martin Luther King weekend. And I guess you, could you dance before this?
Hell no. Hell
no. No, really?
No. I was pretty much a square, you know, homebody.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really hang out that much.
And really no good? really? I mean, here's what
yeah, don't see this film.
I don't know. What I'm saying is I don't want to get into the stereotype here, but
yeah.
David Alan Greer was at my house Saturday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I said to him, hey, we play basketball over here like a couple times a week. You play basketball? And he goes, no, I don't play basketball. And I said, I'm just asking because I don't. Everyone keeps bugging me and they won't listen to me. And I realize he's black. He's 6'2".
Right.
People think he must have some game.
Of course.
And he's angry that people keep saying it to him. And I realize, yeah, he's probably lame. I mean, he's probably no good at basketball. But now, you didn't have any dance. I would just assume you could dance better than I am because you're black.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
That's a good assumption.
Well, why not? It's that's where the safe money is.
Well, how badly do you dance?
Pretty badly.
Pretty badly? Well,
yeah.
I never danced, like, very badly. I was just kind of a regular guy.
Right.
But I wasn't, like, a dancer by any means, you know.
And did you start training for the movie?
Yeah, we went to a lot of clubs, went out every night while we were, you know, shooting, before we were shooting, hanging out, drinking, checking out the chicks, you know.
Do you need to go to a club to do this? I mean, I would assume they would just assign you a choreographer or dance instructor or whatever, and you guys would just spend a couple hours in the studio.
Oh, no. We did that during the day, but at night, we were out at the clubs till 3, 4 in the morning.
Hmm.
And then shooting or rehearsing during the day.
Oh, see, that's why I can't act. There's no way. I can't rehearse.
It was a lot of fun, though.
And did you go out with Julia?
Yeah, we went out a few times, definitely. We got pulled over by the cops once, actually, one time we went out.
Really, mean like on the way home or something?
No, we were leaving one club to go to another, and we got stopped by the cops when we left the first club.
And what'd they say?
Just that I was driving illegally, but they never gave me a ticket or said anything. They just kind of stopped us, and she just got a taste of what it's like to be a brother, you know?
Maybe it was like that sheriff from, what was that Kevin Bacon movie? Footloose. He didn't like dancing in his town. There's a good premise. I would like to pitch that one. Yeah. Well, dancing is illegal in this town. Uh-huh. Yeah, keep going. So Kevin Bacon blows in and teaches everyone how to dance? Yeah. What town is this? It's just some town where dancing's illegal. Okay. All right. I think we can get Kenny Loggins to do the tune. Deidre?
Yes?
All right, so your vagina hurts.
Yeah, and like the opening, it gets stretched, and inside it gets really raw. It burns when I urinate, and the bone around my vagina gets bruised.
Hmm.
So,
well, we've tried.
Wait a minute, who are you sleeping with?
My husband.
I see. And how's he? What's he packing in his underpants? I mean, they can do that kind of damage. Like they threw a grenade down there or something when the guy's having sex. Is he big?
Yeah.
Extra big.
No, not excessively.
Just no. And is he kind of rough?
No.
He's gentle?
Very.
Are you small?
Excuse me?
Are you small?
Very.
Hmm. All right.
We use condoms, and we've tried KY jelly to see if it would just kind of like lube things up a little bit, but it still stings even when I'm using that.
Have you talked to your gynecologist about it?
Yes.
And?
She just had no idea. She tried putting me on Depo Provera to see if like things would loosen up or something.
It can make it worse sometimes.
Weird. Well,
maybe it did make it
worse.
Did
it make it worse?
No, it's still the same.
Well, what about, why are you using condoms with your husband? Why don't you get on something else and get rid of the condoms?
Well, we did get rid of the condoms.
Yeah, because that seems like, to me, the condom is like the high top on the gym floor. You know that squeaking sound?
Yeah, yeah.
When you play basketball?
Yeah, yeah.
And can't there be a little of that, you know, I mean, it's that rubber?
But you know what I find curious about one of her symptoms is the bruised pubic bone.
Yeah.
And that really
suggests... Yeah, how gentle is he?
Yeah.
And by the way, there's extra width. I put a condom on, I double my width. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, how is he bruising your pelvic bone if he's being very gentle?
Well, like, down in the area, if I touch it with my fingers, it's very sore. And
how long do you guys have sex for?
Excuse me?
How long do you have sex for?
Usually anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes.
So it's
and is he a big guy other than his penis?
No.
Huh.
5'11".
I see. All right, so you've done away with the condom. You're still using the lube without the condom?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes we'll just, you know, say, well, maybe it'll work this time.
Do you have trouble with penetration?
Excuse me?
Do you have trouble with penetration?
Yes.
You know, let's turn over the cards for a second here, too. Any history of sexual abuse?
No.
No, nothing to sort of predispose you to pelvic pain emotionally?
None.
So it really seems to be some sort of anatomical disproportion, right?
Yeah.
Some mismatch.
Can you get on top of him and sort of set the cadence?
Yeah, I can try to do that. It's just, like, if he goes in too far, it starts to hurt, like, in my stomach.
That's normal.
So.
All right.
I don't do that too much.
Yeah, does he do one of those moves where he, like, does that quick jam action?
No.
You know, guys can't help that. No, Tyler, I was like, slow down, baby. Take it slow. No, I'm going slow. No, take it slow. I'm going slow. You know, it's like, you try that quick stab action. You know what I'm talking about? You can't help it. So your penis gets a little, it wants to be enveloped. You know,
you just want to get it in there, right?
That's what you do. Yeah, and they're like, hey, what was that? And you're like, I don't know. I couldn't help it. The rest of my penis was lonely. The front half of the penis was like, come on, boys, the water's fine.
Well, I don't think we have any other suggestions for Deidre, but I do think she should be back with her doctor and just discussing this some more, because it's not clear what's going on here or what can be done about it.
And I think her on top and him lying on his back and her sort of marking the twine of the penis, as it were, is going to be a better position for her. Willie?
Marking the twine.
I want to know, like...
Did you get that reference at all?
No.
Okay, what I was saying is if he lies on his back and just puts his penis in the air like it's a flagpole, and she can kind of lower herself and go to the depth she wants.
I see.
Like the guys would hang the twine off the front of the riverboat so it didn't hit
plumb lines.
Didn't hit a sandbar. Plimsoll. That's how Mark Twain got his name. Many people don't know that. Oh, I'm a wealth of knowledge. Willie?
Yeah, I want to tell you guys that you guys rule, man. And you guys are like gods.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I look up to you, Adam. My friends tell me that I have the same sense of humor as you, man. I never miss a match, so you rule, man.
Good. Have fun in your life of construction.
Hell no.
Willie, got a question.
Junior college, baby.
Willie.
Yeah, I want to tell Sean. I want to ask Sean Patrick Thomas, like, how was it like working next to Julia Stiles?
Oh, that's fantastic, man. Beautiful.
She's, like, so hot. Did you ever put the moves on her or anything, man?
Nah, man. Nah, she's too young, man. Too young for me.
How old is she?
How old is she? Yeah.
She's 19 now, I think.
He told me he got her during the commercial, but he said not to say anything. Now he's kicking me frantically.
Adam.
What?
Be respectful.
Adam.
Yeah, hey, did you see the movie?
Nah, unfortunately, I haven't gone yet.
Well, why don't you go?
Check it out, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go on Friday with the girl.
All right.
Yeah, it's a good date movie.
Yeah, and I was wondering, Adam, if you could sing that porno song. That
no,
you
no, no. I sung it last night. The Taboo 2 theme song?
Yeah.
No.
All right, could you do that, like the last 20 minutes of the show, could you do that Ace Rock Hoda thing? That's really funny.
All right. Listen, I don't know. He's not a shill. He's not a plant. He just called in, Drew, I guarantee you. I wish everyone shared his love of me. All right, let's talk to Rachel, who's 23. Rachel?
Hi.
What's up?
I just have a question. My fiance and I, for basically the last 4 years, we have had sex. And what does it mean when there is lumps?
That's normal.
It means he's not in love. It should come out silky smooth, like it's been put through a sieve, if he's in love. And if it's lumpy, it means either he's cheating or he's not in love.
So he's been cheating for 4 years?
No.
Well,
no, Rachel,
he hasn't been in love.
No, tapioca is normal.
That's normal. Totally normal.
Totally normal. But you get him to sort of clean the pipes more frequently, it might thin out a little bit.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
say that one more time.
It's just more frequent...
whacking off?
Yeah, just more frequent. How often are you guys having sex?
3-4 times a week.
All right.
That sounds like enough. And it's chunky.
And he's clean his pipes more than that?
No. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But he just normal chunks. Some people have chunks that are normal.
All right.
Yeah. Does that have anything to do with being sterile?
No.
It's more the cheating and the lack of love. That's what I would focus on.
So totally normal, nothing to be worried about.
Correct.
Yes. It's a science, you know, in certain cultures and certain Asian cultures. I mean, there's a whole science of reading the lumps on someone's head. I'll read the lumps in someone's sperm.
That the head science is the science of phrenology.
Phrenology, yes, yes.
And the semenology, I guess.
Spermology.
Comology.
Comology.
Yeah.
Yes, Rachel.
Okay.
All right, you kids are fine.
All right.
Hey, and Drew, you know, I was just thinking about it. We've had this question 1,000 times. Why sometimes guys say they're lumpy some days and the next week they're silky smooth. But here's the deal. Everything comes out, with the exception of urine, with some inconsistency.
Yeah.
I mean, your mucus, sometimes it's like water and sometimes it's like an oyster. And God knows what comes out of your ass. It's always a coin toss.
I've never seen this lumpy thing you're talking about.
But you haven't?
Never.
I'll show you in the parking lot after the show.
Oh, that's really not necessary.
You want to see? Come on. It's no big deal.
Yeah, well.
It's cool.
I'll live without the knowledge.
All right.
It's cool.
All right, everyone's doing it. Josh?
Yeah, how's it going?
You're 21, what's up?
Yeah, hey, you guys, I've been listening to your show for years. I never figured I'd be in this position, you know, in the closet, afraid my roommate's going to listen.
Mm-mm.
This is for Dr. Drew, actually.
Yeah.
I'm 21, and I find myself attracted to, like, really young girls. I was curious, what are the symptoms or signs of pedophilia?
Being attracted to very young children.
I mean, I'm like attracted to like 12, 13, 14 year olds.
Did something happen to you when you were that age?
When I was 10, I was sexually abused by my grandpa.
No, there you go.
Well,
that's what tends to happen.
There you go.
It sort of fixes your sexual clock.
Hey,
sort of keeps it fixed at that time of development where all your sexual needs, all your sexual sort of feelings become focused on recuperating the loss of your innocence, the loss of control at that time in your life.
Did he say he was that how old?
He was 10.
Oh, okay.
So that's about right.
Well, another thing is...
So this needs to be treated, Josh.
Another thing is I'm a virgin, and I want to find a virgin wife sort of thing, you know?
That's fine, but make sure she's your age.
Well, there's also another variable in this. One of these days, are within the next year or so, I'm going to join law enforcement, and I'm afraid that, you know, going to the psychological that I'll be banned. I mean, I don't want to. Can I go to a psychologist and remain anonymous?
Yes,
I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see Josh during the Rorschach test. And what does this look like to you? Those are 2 6-year-old girls naked wrestling, and this ink blot. Same six-year-old girls. This time they're playing doctor. And what about this one? The six-year-old girls, they're orally pleasuring each other.
But Josh, you know, it's awful you were sexually abused like that. But that is what sort of creates these sexual predators later on. It's the people we feel so sorry for when they were 10 now become the victimizers.
Well, I mean, I can see myself. I'm not going to be the kind of person that's going to sexually abuse a child.
I understand you can control it right now.
Yeah, I can override. You know, I can keep
but
it under control.
It's like Adam trying to control his preoccupation with the bosom.
Yes.
Impossible.
Right, but why?
Well, in your case, you don't.
Why but should I?
If you had to for some reason.
Listen, me liking big jugs makes me more man. Do you understand that?
I understand.
I'm not ashamed of that.
Yeah, I understand. You see it that way, but be that as it may. It is something that needs to be treated, Josh, and it's going to trouble you for a long time. It's going to affect your relationships. And, God, it was a traumatizing experience. You want to get some help with that, all right?
How do you treat it?
Well, you go to a therapist and you talk about it.
You get to access feelings about it in a safe environment with a connection with somebody you really trust that your brain wouldn't let you feel otherwise because they're too dangerous. They're too threatening, the feelings.
All right, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. When do they give you your gun?
What's that?
When do you get your gun? A couple years?
I already have one, so no problem.
All right, good times, buddy. All right, screwball.
All right, thanks.
Listen, you just take all that weird energy you have and channel it toward bringing down perps, as I call them.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right.
All right, don't do anything.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Fantastic. Enjoy. Hey, when are you pedophilia?
Yeah.
When's that age stop? 12, 13? Does it depend how old you are?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, listen, anyone that
I mean, like, if you're like a 21-year-old guy, you're into 13-year-olds.
It depends who's defining it. In the eyes of the law, it's probably anyone over 19 having sex with anyone under 17.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think of that as a pedophilia.
As a pathologic thing. It's called a paraphilia, which is an abnormal preoccupation. And, I think you're talking about pre-pubertal, mostly.
That's a paraphilia?
Yeah.
I think I'd like to feel a pair. Okay. Where's that hi-hat, Anderson?
Someday you would.
All right, let's take ourselves a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Christy, who's... Is that 20 or 28?
20.
Is it important that there be a line that goes through the goddamn zero so it looks like an F and 8? Who decided that's the way that should work, Drew? Am I right?
Yeah,
am I going
I
nuts?
That. I hate that.
What's the strategy there?
Yeah.
All right, she's 20, is married... She has herpes and wants to have a baby, wants to know how this is going to work. We'll tell her how it's going to work after this.
Love Line, back in a minute.
Hey, Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. There be Dr. Drew. Sean Patrick Thomas is our guest tonight from Save the Last Dance, number one at the box office this week. Or last week, I guess is the way
this
you phrase
week.
That.
Isn't it this week?
Well, this week's coming. I mean, we're in this week right now.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, this week is this week.
All it's right. This week.
Tomorrow's this week.
Oh, okay. It's Monday.
Last week it was number one.
No, it's number one this week.
Last weekend it was number one.
When do they start the box office tallying?
Friday, right?
It starts Friday night.
Okay. Starts Friday night.
The movie opens.
It was number one over the weekend.
Right. But right now it's the number one movie until next weekend.
Right.
So it's this week is number one.
Okay, but it was last weekend?
Yeah.
Last
but until next week, there can't be another number one.
Well, that's
right?
True.
So we're number one for now, this week.
And we'll assume, and last week.
Why not?
All right, give it to last weekend and this week.
And maybe the weekend after this.
Hey, we'll see.
And the week in between, which is the days that come between the weekends, right? That's why they call it "and." Right, Drew? You went to college.
This is important material.
Yeah. You're 20. What's up?
Actually, I'm 22. But
so you could have escaped that whole zero diatribe.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Christy.
Yeah, that wasn't my fault. No, I just found out last week that I have genital herpes, and I was just recently married, and we were hoping to start trying to have a baby soon. I didn't know how that's going to affect anything.
Well, where'd that come from, the herpes?
What we think is my husband has had, oral herpes at canker sores and that kind of thing since he was little, and so...
He's become a good excuse for some of these guys, huh?
Yeah. Well, he had it since he was four, although he slept with his first whore at 3 and a half.
I see.
So.
With rubber bands around his legs. Christy, you can very safely have children. And certainly if you have an active outbreak, particularly a primary outbreak, just around the time of delivery, they may have to do a cesarean section. But it's becoming much less of an issue than we once thought it was.
Nick, even if she has an active outbreak, can't they get the kid out? Yeah. You ever put a turtleneck sweater on, like when you're wearing makeup, like if you're filming a TV show and they probably put your shirt on,
yeah,
and you already got your makeup on, so you stretch the collar out kind of wide and pull it wide around, yeah, your nose so it doesn't, yeah, scrape off?
You must,
they do something like that,
do that with
the
vagina?
Yeah.
The problem is that the fluid will get in the eye, and the eye can be a terrible infection.
Okay.
I see.
But be that as it may, it's not a big issue, and it can be easily dealt with. Your doctor will be able to handle it. It's not a big problem.
Okay, so as long as I'm not having an outbreak, there should
well,
be
but they can even that can be managed if they see an outbreak coming. It's, if you have an outbreak the day of delivery, you got an issue there. But
okay.
But it's something that's easily manageable these days. Okay?
And look at it this way. The kid's probably going to get herpes anyway.
Oh, my God.
We might as well get him started.
No.
Give him a leg up on the other guys who are new with their herpes. You know,
don't
you're
you
like a veteran herpes.
Should you break him in with a human papillomavirus, don't you think?
Well, listen, this would be the greatest excuse ever. Where'd you get herpes? My mom, when I was coming out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm sure the kids that have hepatitis B and HIV feel relieved that they have that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madison, you check it off the list.
Nice.
You're 19. What's up?
Yeah. I've been with my boyfriend for about 7 months, and we've been together for about 3 months sexually, and I can't have an orgasm.
Have you ever had one?
No.
Well?
Never alone?
No.
I think it's safe to say if you've not had one alone, it's highly unlikely you're going to have one with someone else.
Yes. Well, my alone to with someone else ratio is about 1 billion to 1.
Yeah. Sort of approaches infinity.
I mean, I'm like, there'd be the most embarrassing graph you ever saw in your life. Adam's alone orgasms, and then there'd be just a 10-mile free fall down to the
precipitous drop.
Asymptote.
Right. No, the next bar would be someone else in the room, and then actually having sex one. It'd be a third stage. All right, so, wait a minute. Who are we talking to here? Did she drop off? Where else she go?
Four.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how's the oral sex? You enjoy that?
Yeah, everything. I mean, my boyfriend's more experienced than I. Everything's awesome. It's everything up to that point is great.
Yeah.
You know, everything's working right. And then just I end up faking.
Oh, don't do that.
Sometimes.
That's a bad, nope, bad road to move down.
Very, very slippery.
How can he ever sort of, how can you ever feed back to him what it is you need, and how can he ever learn how to help you if you sort of end it with a fake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so listen, you need to get in the bathtub, because that's where all the, that's where the girls hide. That's the last place they hide the orgasm, is in the tub.
So since she has to learn her own body first,
that's
before
right,
she can have
right,
it.
That's right, right. Figure yourself out. It's great. So she gets in the tub and figures out that several million gallons flowing over her vagina is what gives her the orgasm, and then brings that into the bedroom, and it doesn't translate at all. But Madison,
mm-hmm,
figure yourself out, and then the smart money's on the oral sex.
And also trying to establish some genuine intimacy with him. If you're really into the guy, that does tend to help sexual functioning a lot.
Yeah, totally in love with each other.
You're into it. That's fine. Good. Great.
I do a little love line recreation there. We are here. Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. I couldn't live without. Yep. That's fantastic. God bless you, kid.
Exhibit.
Next call.
It's just, I feel the earth revolves right. Yeah. Okay. You don't like to hear that mushy talk, do you, Drew?
Embarrassing.
Well, the thing is she's 19, and they're going to be broken up in 4 months. Jessica?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yeah, hi.
What is up?
Nothing. I'm sorry, can you guys hear me on my cell phone? I didn't think I'd get through so quick.
Loud and clear, what's going on?
Okay, hey, my question is actually for both of you guys, or Dr. Drew. Getting after pill concerning that, the Plendi. How many times can you take it consecutively with it? Is it harmful if you take it more than, like, twice?
No, it isn't. But it suggests you need to be thinking about pre-coital contraception, more appropriate kinds of contraception. If you're having sex many times and needing a backup method, which isn't as effective as a normal contraceptive measure, somebody needs to sit down and talk to you about.
So she's using the morning after pill time and time again.
Yeah, she's using it as a contraceptive, which is great. She's doing it, and it's about 75% effective overall, 80-90% right. If it's within 24 hours.
But you shouldn't use that as a contraceptive. You should use abortion as a contraceptive.
No.
Right?
It's just you should be using more effective contraceptives, and if you're having sex that much, somebody needs to help you make a choice on what would be good for you.
Right. All righty. Sean Patrick Thomas is just staying around for the first break, or for the first hour,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And since that is the time we've gotten to, I want to thank him for coming in tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
appreciate
come
it.
Back anytime when you're doing any one of your many, many movies.
Oh,
yeah,
imagine?
I hope so.
Now he's going to have a ton.
Right. So, from this?
We will never see him again.
Save, I think that's all right with him, by the way, Drew.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You love us?
It's been a blast.
Especially you, Adam. Everyone loves you.
Save, well, I do. Save the Last, thank you. Save the Last Dance is the name of the movie. Go out and see it if you haven't already, or see it again. And let's make it the number one movie again next week. And this week. All right, we'll be back after this. Yep, Love Line. I'm Adam. That is Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All righty. I want to thank Sean Patrick Thomas for coming in here from Save the Last Dance, number one in the box office. Last week. All right.
Last weekend.
There we go. Let's move ahead with the calls and speak to Dave, who's 18. Dave?
Hello.
What's up?
Is that Sean Patrick guy still there?
No.
Oh, he left?
Yeah.
Well, I speak for him, so what do you want to know?
Is there any nudity in that movie?
Yes.
Sweet, I'm seeing it.
But it's only him.
God damn it.
Yeah.
My question is, my girlfriend is on the birth control pill, and I've noticed recently that she's been having trouble getting wet, and I was wondering if that's possibly a side effect.
It sure is. So she should talk to her doctor about changing pills.
There's different types of pills?
Lots of different types, and some do not have that side effect.
Okay. Do they have other types of side effects?
Sure. There's all kinds of side effects. They can have mood disturbances. They can gain weight, bloating. They can have trouble having orgasm. They can have increased sex drive, decrease in sex drive. All that's related to the pill.
But if the pill has been equivalent to dumping kitty litter in her vagina, you should switch pills.
Okay.
All right there, Dave.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's always a comfortable conversation when you're telling your woman what different pill to take for the birth control.
Well, why should it make any difference?
Yeah, because I think women resent it just a little bit that they're sort of in charge of that department.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they want to. They don't want to be.
They don't want to be pregnant, but
they also don't want to have side effects.
But if your woman is on the pill and she starts getting zits or bloated, who's she angry at?
Right.
That's my point.
God, I was in Colorado skiing a couple weeks ago, and a guy cornered me in the bathroom to ask about that question.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you give a BJ to a snowboarder. They want to talk afterward, Drew.
Damn.
I've told you about that.
Yeah.
Brian?
Yeah, man.
You're 27.
I am.
What's up?
I'm dating an adult film star, and well, I know you would probably think it's dope, Adam, but I wanted to ask Drew, on the real, seriously, like, when you're a guy and it's dope and you're seeing somebody that you know is getting down like that, but then you go to these parties and you meet these guys and everywhere you turn, somebody else is hitting your woman, is that kind of whack to actually have a problem with that? I mean, I know once you step into it, you're accepting of all that you have to be, but...
No, it's a whacked situation.
Yeah, maybe if you did a little more whacking, you wouldn't be hooked up with the porn star.
Actually, no, there's a little girl up underneath there. It's not that bad. It's just...
There's a what? What's that?
There's a real person up under there. You know, she's not just like that, but still...
Yeah,
like,
but there's a reason she's chosen that career path. And
what do you think that reason is?
Well, most of the time it's an abusive situation of some type, either with dad or actual overt sexual abuse or sexual compulsivity and addiction.
Right. I talked to her about that. I asked her that. In fact, we were in the car and we just came back from meeting her family, and things seemed pretty square, pretty normal. No jail time on her part, no sick tattoos.
Well, she's never done any time. I don't see what the problem is. Hey, Brian, you just met her family. I'm picturing her mom wearing like stiletto heels and her dad with a shirt undone to his navel with a medallion hanging out.
In Northern California, they're like
wearing Pendletons and denim jeans, and the mom's got a little haircut, and everything in the house is meticulous. It's like perfect square environment. And then here she is, dyed hair, going from dancing to doing the movies, and then it's like, I want to be your
hippie parents.
Pardon me?
Hippie parents?
I didn't hear that.
Does she have hippie parents?
No, the dad has smoked weed for like 20 years, but he's got short hair and he's got a gun collection at home. It's about as crazy as it gets.
Dad's a marijuana addict with a gun collection. No, really. I mean, listen, you've got to look realistic at what you're dealing with here. There's a reason that she went down this path.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her through work. I do concerts and stuff, and I met her through that. And he was like the real deal. This is like where it gets serious for me. Normally, when you have a girlfriend and you hook up with somebody, you're going to have sex and you're going to wear a condom and you're going to be safe. But a normal relationship will progress to where, like, hey, you're exclusive and you can go raw dog and you don't have to worry about that. But that's kind of, I don't really know if I ever want to be able to go down that road and, you know, call you in 10 years and like, hey, I'm dying.
Yeah, well, Brian, here's that's part of the baggage.
I mean, some of this is funny, but the other part is like it's serious.
That's on the surface one of the more obvious risks. But I tell you, the chaos and the pain you're likely to go through with these relationships are profound. And there's something going on here.
I guarantee she's a piece of work. But Brian, listen, have fun. Don't get her pregnant. Don't get any diseases. It's going to be over in 6 months. I guarantee it. You're not going to marry her. So enjoy yourself.
Thanks, man.
All right, I wish someone would have told me that. I mean, don't you wish someone would have come to you, a ghost of relationships would have come to you in one of the many failed relationships you were at before you met your wife and said, listen.
Enjoy.
Yeah. You're freaked out about her ex-boyfriends. You're freaked out about this. You're freaked out about her family. You know what? This thing's going to be over in 9 weeks. So, hump the bejesus out of her. Enjoy yourself. Don't get her pregnant. And enjoy.
Yeah.
See, you take the problem with guys and women, they take every relationship like it's going to be the last one.
Yeah.
He's not going to marry her. She's a porn star. Have your kicks. Enjoy yourself. You guys will break up in a few months, and then you'll marry some chick 2 years later. All right. Trent, turn your radio down.
All right.
You're 20. What's up?
All right. Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I've been taking a multivitamin for about the past couple of months, and it has large quantities of vitamin B in it. And my urine is fluorescent, which is normal, I've told.
Right.
And I always wash my face with a Stridex pad every night. In the last couple of nights, as I wipe my face off, it's had a yellow in it, like a bright yellow on the pad. And I was wondering if there's any correlation between.
I guess so. I've never heard of that, but these what are called chromophores are in vitamin Bs, and so it's excreted, it can be excreted in the sweat, I suppose. So there you go.
Because it's like nowhere else on my body, but just on my face.
I've never heard of such a thing, but I guess it's possible.
It's possible.
I'm imagining it, but I don't know that for a fact, but it makes sense to me that it'd be possible.
Are you peeing on the pad? No?
No.
It's a reaction between what's in the Stridex and maybe it's...
Well, it's about 2% of salicylic acid and alcohol.
Yeah, it's just aspirin, salicylic acid.
Yeah, I mean, I mix it with benzoyl peroxide, too, but...
Trent, you're 20. What are you doing there with the multivitamins and the Stridex pads? You're not supposed to worry about that crap when you're 20. You're a guy. What are you, a model?
Well, I... not really. I just, I want to look good, I guess. I don't know.
You got zits?
Not really. I just don't want
You don't have zits?
Well, I don't want
Don't worry about it. You're not going to get any.
Well.
Forget that mamby-pamby Stridex pad, please.
What would you suggest, Adam?
I don't know. I don't even have soap in my house.
Just masturbate a lot and that
yeah,
take care
you're
of
fine.
It.
Listen, no. Here's the reality. Drew, stop me if I'm wrong. If you get zits, you get zits. And if you don't get zits, you don't get zits.
Right.
Chocolate, chili burgers, Stridex pads don't make a difference. Hey, if you're allergic to something, that's another subject.
But if you have zits, it needs treatment. There's a whole set of
right, but you're not preventing anything
if you're not going to
get them.
No.
All right. Multivitamins. Natasha?
Yes?
You're 19.
Yeah.
What's up?
It's like my boyfriend don't ever want to have sex. And whenever we do, it's like he says,
everything's good and everything's fine. There's nothing wrong with me. It's just that he don't ever feel like having it.
Is she in a train station?
Huh?
Where are you?
At his work.
And where does he work? At air traffic control tower?
No, at a restaurant.
Wow, is that just people yapping in the background?
It's the radio.
No, that's not the radio. That's... Oh, it is. Yeah. Well, could you turn that down then,
yeah,
Natasha?
Hold on.
I was about to make fun of myself. Thank God. Thank God she caught me. Jesus Christ. I swear to God, we're the world's dumbest callers on this show. All right. Is he listening?
Yeah, I think so.
And
turn it down. We don't want to hear it.
All right, hold on. Natasha?
Yeah?
I'm going to punish you for just 10 minutes, all right?
Okay.
You just sit there like an idiot.
All right. We don't want to hear it when we come back.
When I come back, the radio will be turned down. Thank you.
Off.
Mindy?
Yeah?
You're 15. What's up?
I was wondering why guys like to watch girls pee.
Adam's wondering the same thing. In fact, you asked what's his name? Larry Flint, that question.
Why? Well, because the urine comes from the vagina. Don't you think?
I don't really understand that.
Listen, if chicks peed out of their eye, do you think guys would want to watch?
Probably.
No. I wouldn't be interested in that.
Oh, really? It's just because it's a whole vagina thing?
Well, here's the deal. A woman is in the bathroom and her pants are down. Now, would a guy... Most guys would rather just see a woman naked...
Yeah.
But what about all that stuff in Hustler that you were talking about?
You mean like women peeing on other women?
Oof.
And that kind of stuff? You don't mean guys watching while you're in the bathroom. You mean pictures of women urinating.
Well, any. Like, either way.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not into that myself. And I did confront Larry Flint on that because there's a lot of pictures in Hustler. I mean, every issue has a picture of someone getting urinated on or just taking a leak.
Oh, my God.
And I don't understand the attraction to that. I really don't.
Oh, really?
I immediately just started like thinking like a social psychologist. Just these are primates.
Yeah.
They have some need to see this in nature. And here it is.
I think it has to do with humiliation. It really does.
Yeah, but why is it so arousing to them?
Well, look at it this way. Drew.
Yeah.
A woman, if you're wearing your underpants and your tops off, you're vulnerable. And if your tops off and your bottoms off, you're more vulnerable. And if your legs are spread, you're more vulnerable. Don't you think it's almost a vulnerability?
And if you're peeing, you're fighting back.
No, I think it's about being vulnerable.
I don't know.
I think it's about degradation.
Yeah.
And vulnerability.
Yeah, I'll think on it.
And pushing the envelope. Actually, forget about pushing it. They filled it up.
Yeah, see, I think people get these sort of arousal patterns etched into their head. The things that they use, you know, something gets stuck.
Yeah.
Arousal.
I never, listen, you know I hang around with a lot of screwed up guys.
Oh, yes.
None of them are into urination. Except for urinating on each other, but that's good, clean
and
fun. I mean, that's healthy.
That's flat out humiliation. Man.
Right. Christina?
Yeah.
You're 24.
Wow.
What's up?
On the radio?
That's right, Stoner.
Oh, boy. Okay. Christina.
Are you high on mushrooms?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. It was just a nervous laugh.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I just want to say I've been listening since Ricky Rackman was on.
Mm.
I've never called. I can't even believe I just called. Okay.
All right, are you done freaking out?
Well, when I'm with my boyfriend, I have to think of a female friend of mine to get off.
Yeah. He's thinking of her, too.
Interesting.
He doesn't know her.
He's thinking of someone who looks like her.
Oh, maybe.
All right, so you picture her. Now, is he going down on you?
Not yet. We haven't. It's kind of a new relationship, and we're not having sex, and he hasn't gone down on
us. You're not having sex, but what are you doing?
With his hand.
Oh, all right, but do you think of his hand as her hand?
Yeah, or I think of just her in general.
Mm-hmm. And eventually, when you have intercourse, you think you'll be thinking about her?
Because
that's tough. That's a stretch.
Yeah, how does that work? I don't know.
Well, I mean, if he's going down on you, you can think about her. But if he's in you, it's a tall order.
Have you thought about...
Strap-on.
Have you thought you were... What?
She brought up the strap-on theory.
Have you thought you were gay in the past?
Have I thought... Well,
Or have you had any gay experiences?
Yeah, with her.
With her.
Sorry, I kind of left that out.
Yeah. A little piece of history.
Was this like a girlfriend?
No, just a friend.
Do you wish it was?
No.
Do you miss her?
No.
How many?
We're friends.
How many encounters did you have with her?
Probably 10 over the course of 2 years.
Why did it develop into more?
Because I think we're both straight, and we both had boyfriends.
Yeah. You think you were in love with her?
I love her. You know, it's hard. I wouldn't have thought of it that way.
No.
I get this real sense that you miss her somehow.
Hmm.
Do you talk to her? Do you see her?
Oh, yeah. We're best friends.
Would you go at her again? By the way, I don't look at women having sex. I look at them as going at each other.
That's nice.
Wrestling in their panties, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's still there.
Right.
Yeah, you're into her.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, listen, let's replace your female friend and put a male lover.
Right, a former boyfriend.
In their place.
Yeah,
and it's like you know each other, you love the person, you've had a relationship, you had a physical relationship, and now you're thinking about this guy when you're with
your new guy. Yeah.
Okay, anyone with half a brain would say, oh, you're still into the old guy.
Yeah, you can ride the new one out and see if it works out and see if you get over the old one. But, gee, you know, it sounds like there might be something more here, and maybe you ought to be honest about that.
Well, I guess it just kind of upsets me that it's a girl that I'm remembering and not any guy that turns me on.
Yeah, but maybe you're gay.
What do you think?
I don't think I am.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to be.
Well, I definitely don't want to be. I'll admit that. But I really don't think I am. I mean, we kind of had that stuff going on for a while, and I just never... Well, maybe here's the thing. I've never been attracted to any other woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is... Who kind of...
The guys, you know, they walk in the room. And
who broke it off between you two?
No, there wasn't a breaking off. I mean, we're best friends, and occasionally something would happen. God,
I love that about women. I love that.
You do that with Stu once in a while, don't you?
Yeah. Me and Stu are that way. We're good buddies. We played on the football team together in high school. I mean, we're just buddies. Sure, I blow them now and again.
Guys, do not do that.
You know how it is. We put down a wine cooler, and we watch the Lifetime channel, and then I blow him. And then a couple months goes by. He's the only guy I'm attracted to, though. That's impossible.
Yeah,
there's not a guy in the world.
A guy might try to convince himself that's what he's doing.
No, he's gay.
But he's gay, yeah.
You can not be gay and do this. I don't know how.
You're not saying this the same for women. You're saying I could.
Yes, we're saying it's very different for women.
Yeah, I think this could be it.
But in your case, we think you're...
We don't know. We think you're denying something a little here.
Yeah, at very least, you can choose not to pursue this relationship, but you've got to be honest about the feelings. So at least you can make some choices.
All right, well,
I am honest about the feelings, and I do choose not to pursue it. I just don't know what to do about that.
Okay, why don't you just keep going with the guy you're with and see where it goes?
Yeah, well, I mean... Okay.
Maybe if you develop stronger feelings for him, these will fade, the feelings about the...
I have really strong feelings for him.
Well, not as strong as you do for the old girlfriend.
See, I don't know. I think she just was... I mean, it was just different. I think it was just because it was deviant, and it totally excited me, you know? And so now it's like...
All right, well, maybe this guy can put a strap on and back into you.
Is there a reason you're needing deviant behavior? That kind of arousal? Did something happen to you?
No, nothing. I've listened to your show, and...
No.
Are you child of an alcoholic? Are you an alcoholic? Or child of an alcoholic? No alcoholism in your family?
No.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right.
Because alcoholics need that kind of arousal sometimes.
Just heroin?
No. Nothing.
All right, baby. All right. Listen, you're fine. Okay. Focus on the new guy, see where it goes. Wait till you guys start having sex. If it doesn't work, leave your options open. All right, enjoy. Only women could do that. This is the only thing a woman can do. I'm only attracted to this one woman.
Yeah, yeah.
I like guys.
Yeah.
It's just this one I like.
Just Sally.
Yeah, just Sally. Oh, there's nobody named... What are you writing, a Sullivan book? There's nobody named Sally anymore. Natasha? You're 19?
Yep.
All right. They turn the radio down?
Yep.
Fantabulous. You know, your boyfriend has no libido?
I don't know. I want to have sex a lot, and he's just like once every once in a while.
Yeah. What's every once in a while?
Like maybe once every 3 days, and I want it 2 and 3 times a day.
I see.
Mm.
And he thinks I'm the one that has a problem.
How old is he?
22.
Yeah, once every 3 days is a little light for a 22-year-old guy, but...
That's what I keep telling him.
A little light.
A little light. And by the way, once every 3 days, because you're telling me, could be more like once every other day. I mean, you guys are getting it on 2-3 times a week?
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah, that's all right. Why are you so crazy?
I don't know. I don't know what it is about him. I've never been like this with anybody else. It's just something about him. I don't know what it is.
Now we know he's listening.
Yeah.
And do you think you're crazy a little bit because he's the one who's holding back?
I always think there's something wrong with me, but he says there's not.
No, you didn't answer my question.
Sorry.
Do you think this has been brought on because of his hesitance?
Yeah.
I mean, meaning if he tried to jump your bones 3 times a day, how fast would that get old?
I don't think it would.
You think you'd be with it and you'd want it just as much as he did?
Are you a sexual compulsive, do you think?
He says that's my problem, but I've never been like this with anybody else.
Are you alcoholic family history? Yeah.
Yeah.
And any history of sexual abuse for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so there it is. That's where that comes from.
Very nice. Drew, you're due to score eventually. Been a long night.
Yeah.
A lot of air balls thrown up tonight, but that one was nothing but net. So what happened with the sexual abuse?
I really don't want to talk about it.
All right. Does your boyfriend know about it?
Yeah, I told him about it once.
All right.
Well, tell him that's where this comes from. This compulsive.
How about you get a little help for that, though?
I've gone to counseling for it. I mean...
Yeah.
Well, you might revisit this issue because it's having some behavioral consequences now.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks. Let me explain something about counseling. My dad missed a couple of Pop Warner football games. Drew's dad was a cheapskate. We're both knee-deep in counseling. Now, if we were ever raped, we'd be doubling up on the counseling, and it'd be a lifelong thing. I mean, counseling is not the dentist.
Yes.
I wish it was. You don't just stroll in, get your work done, get your bridge put in or your filling filled, and then leave and not come back again or give it a year or so and get a little checkup and an x-ray. That ain't it. If you were sexually abused and you don't want to talk about it, by the way, I'm guessing it was something pretty horrific, maybe a family member, something like that. That's an ongoing work.
Hey, just that and or just the alcoholic parent.
Right.
Is an ongoing deal.
Yeah. That doesn't mean it has to rule your life. It just means it's a process. It's something you got to get involved with and you got to stay involved with. And at 19 to say you're done, that ain't the right answer.
No way.
Especially when you're acting out.
No way.
All right. And I think what's going on here is that her boyfriend knows the history, her boyfriend feels the energy, and her boyfriend's freaked out.
Backs off a little bit, yeah.
Right, because there's nothing worse than when you get that vibe where, like, this bitch is nuts vibe, and they're like coming at you, your penis will shrivel right up.
Retreat.
That's right, head right into your ass. Good point, Drew. We'll take a little break, and when we come back, we'll speak to Julie. 17 has orgasms that are so intense that it doesn't feel good. Oh, that's a curse. That's a curse. After this.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Loveline. I'm Adam Carolli. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. I was trying to figure out what day it was. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Julie. Julie?
Yeah.
All right, so you're 17. You have such powerful orgasms that it doesn't feel good.
Yeah. He can barely even put it in, and there's one. And it's just like one after another.
You got a sister? No?
Eventually it doesn't feel good, you mean.
How old's your mom, seriously?
Yeah.
He just enters you, and you have an orgasm.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I've only had sex with one other person besides him, and it was nothing like that.
Yeah, that's love, baby. Are you sure it's an orgasm?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think that's happening?
He just gets me really excited.
Okay.
Like, I mean, he does, like, just, oh, my gosh.
What is he in? Is he in his 40s? How does he know his way around a woman so well?
No, he's only a year older than me. Only 4 months, actually.
I see. And it just goes in like half a, just on the compression stroke, and that's it. Wow.
And I'm just like, oh.
All right, well, now how many orgasms do you have with him?
Well, I lost count at 10.
Oh, Christ. That's my lifetime,
I'm not clear.
Tally.
I'm surprised there was such a difference between that and another partner.
Well, I mean, like,
I don't know. The first guy was a mean person. And
he was a mean person?
Yeah, he did not treat me good at all. And I only had sex with him twice, and I went out with him for 2 years.
Okay.
Well, that's what you get, fellas. All right. So what's the problem, though? What do you want to do about this?
Well, I want to be able to go through sex actually enjoying it. I mean, like, I enjoy it, but I want to be, like, coherent.
I see. You mean...
What does that mean?
Like, I want to be able to know what's going on and, like, you know, see when he's pleasured and know that I'm doing it for him, too.
You know, why don't you do that, then?
Because I can't help myself.
You're, like, just freaking out?
Pretty much. And, I mean, I like, dig holes in his back, and I feel bad.
Do we need to know anything about you?
Your history?
Just a really abusive relationship.
With?
My ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. How about before that? Yeah, mom or dad?
Oh, my parents are great.
Really?
Yeah, I love my parents. My dad died when I was 6 months, but yeah.
Oh my God, how do you know you loved your parents?
Yeah, how do you know you loved your dad? You were still in diapers when he was gone.
Oh, I heard he was a great guy.
Yeah.
And my mom's married to his brother.
Oh, oof.
What's
he like?
Well, he killed him.
He's really laid back, hippie, relaxed type guy.
Mm.
And my mom's one of those aggressive women.
All right, but you love them both to death.
Yeah.
You know what I love about this show? I can talk people out of loving their parents in about 30 seconds. I can go from my dad's great, I love him, I worship him, my mother, I worship the ground she walks on, to I want to kill that bitch.
I mean, she literally went from, I love both my parents, to, you love your parents?
Yeah. Julie?
Yeah.
All right, so your mom married the brother of her departed husband.
Yeah.
How did your father die?
I've heard various stories.
Very strange.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You hear various stories. There's a whole meteor story.
Well, the most common one is that he fell out of the back of a truck while helping his friend move, holding a mattress.
And the least common story?
He was trying to do a daredevil stunt on his motorcycle.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought motorcycle immediately because I pictured a sort of white trash biker thing going on. Here, and how's the brother? What kind of guy is he? Or that's basically
pot smoking hippie.
Yeah, but how do he treat you?
Oh, he treats me good. I mean, like, he's the one. He's more lenient. I mean, he's the one that lets me stay the night at my boyfriend's house, and my mom's more of the don't let her do that type.
Yeah, okay. She's got a point. Yeah, let her go have 10 orgasms over there. Are you using protection?
No.
Yeah, come on, hillbilly.
Oh, God.
What's up with that?
Well, I'm his first, and he's only my second, and I've already been checked out, and we're faithful, so.
No. You're going to get pregnant.
I'm on Depo. I've been on Depo.
Oh, that's birth control. There you go. Baby. Good girl.
did the Depo maybe make you more sort of aroused?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't on Depo when I first had sex.
That's the point. With the other partner, maybe that's what's doing this now.
All right, Julie?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to say. I don't like the idea that you're with the super abusive a-hole boyfriend for 2 years.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a good sign. But right. this guy flips your cookie, fine.
Don't worry about making him happy. He's happy.
He's what happy. Yeah. Listen, if someone would have 10 orgasms while I was just in the goddamn neighborhood... I would never stop talking about it. And this guy, if this guy ever breaks up with this chick, he's in for a serious dose of reality. he's going to be like, he's with his next chick, he's going to be like, okay, I'm in.
What's the matter?
You didn't have an organ? Okay, hold on. Oh, I see. You want me to move. Okay, here we go. One out, one in. Is that one? No? What's happening? Are you on Novocaine? What's going on down there? Oh, my God. For me to get an orgasm out of a woman is like Geraldo trying to get in Al Capone's vault. I mean, I gotta get like a flat bar. I mean, you know those movies where they go in search of the mummy's tomb? That's what it's like for me. An oil lantern, a crowbar, a team of natives with provisions in front of me. I mean, it's days and days and hours. I couldn't imagine it. Just one dip, pow. Mike?
Yes.
You're 23. What's up?
The other night, I was having sex with my girlfriend, and it was like Sunday morning. And we used protection, but the condom broke, and I came inside of her. And basically, I don't want to get her pregnant right now. I love her very much, but we're not ready.
What about the morning after pill?
Well, see, what happened is she went and saw a doctor today, and he said he didn't recommend it.
Why?
I have no idea. She said something like he had told her, I don't know, just different things that he didn't. He prescribed her overall.
Yeah, that's the morning after pill. You take two, but she takes two a day, two twice a day.
Two twice a day?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, she takes two now and two 12 hours later, and that will prevent a pregnancy.
All right, Mike.
Okay, but...
You get no follow-up because something in the background's too loud.
Okay, that was...
all right, okay. Good times.
I don't give
a rat's ass. No. Listen, that's the eighth person I've spoken to tonight about having fill-in-the-blank up too loud in the background to the point where I can hear it, and I can hear that they're distracted by it in their cadence. Screw you. Screw all of you. Greg?
Yes.
You're 25. What's up?
Hi. I was taking a shower the other day, and my girlfriend noticed that my left testicle wasn't moving. okay, it sounds funny, but what I'm curious is in 93, I was shot in a drive-by shooting, and I was paralyzed basically for like a month from the waist down. And when I started recuperating, my left side of my lower half, like my legs, from my waist down, wasn't working right. Like, it took me longer to get that side working than my right side.
Uh-huh.
And even still to this day, there's like a strip that goes from like the top of my ass all the way down to like underneath my feet that I can't feel.
Okay.
Like, whatsoever, so I could like poke myself and I won't feel anything.
Uh-huh.
Good place to get a tat.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, it'd be nice.
Who shot you in the drive-by?
It was a drive-by shooting, so I have no idea.
They never caught the guy, huh?
They never caught the guy, you know.
What were you doing?
I was going to a party.
Wow, they just sprayed some bullets and you got hit?
Yeah, I didn't even get into the party. Basically, I walked out of this truck and it was boom, bam.
There you go. Are you freaked out now?
No, I'm all right now. I mean, it's been a long time.
Hey, figure how many times you're going to get shot in one lifetime.
No, and you know, it's
how lucky.
Girls like it, you know, it's cool. I could, you know, it's something to talk about, you know.
Sure, I'll get you laid.
And so you're wondering if this could be some sort of residual of that.
Yeah, I'm wondering, is that normal? Or, you know?
It's not normal, but I suppose it could be.
Well, what do you mean you were in the shower and she noticed your nut wasn't moving?
Okay, you know, like, when you contract, like let's say you want to hold your pee in or something, you know, and you contract?
Yeah.
Well, I was contracting, and the right one went up. You know, it moved up in my sack.
Yeah.
But the left one just sat there dangling. And so I was thinking, oh, my, you know, Jesus Christ. But, you know, I've never noticed that before.
Do you have other sorts of abnormal temperature sensation or anything like that in that left leg?
And sometimes, you know, it feels like I get like poking sensations, like someone's sticking me with a needle or something.
Yeah, no, that's the sensory thing. But I guess it's possible. But I'm not entirely clear on the reflex arc from the cremasteric response, which is what she's talking about, where the cremasteric muscles pull the testes up.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense that there was a spinal injury that could have been affected, sure.
Yeah. Well, who cares?
It won't hurt anything. Yeah, it's no big deal.
And get used to it, because as you get older, one nut gets higher and the other gets lower.
Yeah.
Start walking around, got one dragging, one's about
to twist positions.
My left one drags on the ground, and my right one's popping out of my right armpit. Yeah, it's good times. Freaks chicks out. Leon?
Yes.
You're 23. What's up?
Yeah, first of all, I just wanted to say I finally caught The Man Show for the first time Sunday night. Best half hour of television I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Oh, well, it's Jesse Ventura calling us.
Thank you. The first time you'd seen it, huh?
To be honest, yeah, I heard you guys talk about it a few hundred times, to be honest. Loved it a lot. Just to be fair, though, I hate the Ace Rockola thing. Hate it with a passion, but I did love The Man Show.
All right. Well, that's fair. Let's hang up.
Okay, question for you.
Yeah.
I've been told by a variety of females, just because I wanted to test it out, that my cum is very sweet-tasting.
Nice.
I was curious what would cause it. This one girl who I was dating who was, like, pre-med.
Hold on. Is this Leon from Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll vouch for him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what did your...
It's like putting your mouth right up to a soft swirl machine. I mean, it is sweet.
Whoa. What did the one girl say?
No, it was one girl who told, she was pre-med at the university out here, and she said that it could be diabetes.
Yeah.
But I was checked for that stuff, and I came up, you know, clearing on my physicals. I was curious what it was, and if you've heard of it, and, you know, how...
No, never. I can't... It's just one of those things. It's just some people have... smelly, bad-tasting, and some people...
I think maybe because it was like... I drink a lot of Mountain Dew. Maybe because, you know, this Mountain Dew is like...
Ooh, Adam.
Yeah. As,
possible.
As you know,
I really don't think so.
I call Mountain Dew nectar of the tard, so that may be it.
Hey, I just want to say, love the show, guys. You guys rock.
Thanks, Leon.
Take care, guys.
All right. Yeah, listen, some people produce more funk than others.
Yeah.
We all know guys who smell. We all know guys whose farts smell consistently. We all know people's breath smells. Sure, you could trace it to something, but there's a certain bottom line, which is they got the funk. Now, he has a penis that has been touched by the hand of God. That his nutsack is, you know, it's like a C's factory in there. You know, he produces this great...
Marshmallow.
Yes. He, you know, what comes out of me is just a bunch of salty bleach, and what comes out of him is something you put on top of a sundae.
Nice.
Yeah, that's nice. I wonder if he ever jacks off on Sundays. Morgan?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, are you guys there?
We're here.
Sorry. All right. I have a quick question. Now, I'm 21. I married. My husband's 28 years old. I had a hymenotomy when I was 15 years old.
Why?
Why do you have a hymenotomy?
You need it because it really you had no opening the hymen.
That is correct.
Wow.
Why is it otomy? Wouldn't it be ectomy?
No, just a hole in it. There's a hole. No idea.
Is ectomy removal?
Ectomy is removal. Otomy is just a hole.
What else do you otomize?
Tracheostomy, hole. Tracheotomy. Uh-huh. Ostomy means you keep the hole open.
Uh-huh.
Otomy means just make a hole.
I see. Okay. So
this wasn't recognized until I was 15 years old.
How did you present? So, what were the symptoms you were having?
I was having a period, but it was staying basically inside of my...
How do you know you're having a period, though?
Well, I didn't know because nothing was coming out, but my stomach was becoming enlarged, and I had sharp pains because I was getting cysts in my ovaries.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
So I went into the hospital, and they told me that I was pregnant in front of my dad at 15 years old.
Wow.
And, you know, he was freaking out.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, the baby's dead. They just can't find a heartbeat.
That's what they said?
Obviously wasn't a problem.
That's what they said?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, before they did a...
pelvic exam.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so they made an incision in your hymen.
Yes.
And is it still there?
Yes, but it gets painful if I don't have sex often. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
Why? Oh, because it constricts? Or?
Yeah,
it like closes up.
I see. And they couldn't have just gotten rid of it? What do you need it for?
I don't know.
I wonder if there's some... I'm sure there's things that can be done.
And when they cut it open, did it all just come out of there?
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
For like 3 weeks straight.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
But listen.
Doesn't it seem like it's time to get rid of that thing?
No, she's rid of it.
Whenever they did the hymenotomy, wouldn't they have gotten rid of it?
No, they might have.
They did the otomy, not the ectomy.
Right.
They put a slit in it.
An open in it. But listen, first of all, you have regular pelvic exams, right?
Pardon?
You get regular pelvic exams?
I'm supposed to, but I haven't gone in there.
Okay, maybe that's where you need to start.
They put me on, like, birth control when I was 15 years old, and I at one point in time had a boyfriend who was, like, purposefully trying to get me pregnant for, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
All right, but listen, in the meantime, you can get cervical cancer because you're not going in there getting screened for it.
I know.
Hey, Morgan?
Yeah.
Whatever, all the crap you've been through in your life and all that, that's good and well, but it doesn't make any difference now.
Mm-hmm.
You get in there. Get checked up. Don't get cancer. You're married now. You're with a new guy. All that good
stuff.
There's
no telling. Right? Well, who knows if this has anything to do with the hymen history that's causing the current problem. And if it is, there's all kinds of things that can be done.
She still has a slit in her hymen. And if I was married to Morgan, every Saturday night would be hymen night. I would put a little duct tape over it and close it off. And I would break her hymen. I have a ritualistic hymen breaking ceremony, like cutting the ribbon.
On a new freeway or something.
On a new freeway overpass. Mm. I would break the hymen every Saturday night.
Nice.
Really give you something to look forward to as a husband. And as a guy, this is every guy's dream. It's like you nail a virgin every Saturday night.
That's nice.
Okay. She needs to get in there and get that stuff worked out.
And listen, for instance, when they're getting male to female transsexual operations, they put these acrylic devices in there to open things up. There are things they can do to dilate things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back. 1-800-LOVE-191. Oh, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. I'll tell you guys a story about playing football in high school. It's about 10 minutes long. You bear with me. All right. And where's that cowbell sound effect? All right. Let's forget about the phone number. We don't want anyone calling at this late hour anyway. Let's just get back to the phone. Speak to Maria, who's 29. Can't stop cheating on her husband. Is there a way to get over this? Maria?
Yes.
You cheating with the... Yes, baby.
Hello?
Yep.
Yes, I have been married for several years and just can't seem to stop cheating on him with people that I know, with his friends, with strangers.
I see. And does he know?
To act out. No, well, no, he doesn't know. I think he's, you know, maybe possibly think something's up a couple of times, but I always seem to cover my tracks really well. And
sir,
we've moved around a lot, so.
He's gotten suspicious when he sees a lot of his buddies high-fiving around him and that kind of thing. But, No. Hey, Maria, mm-hmm. Do you have kids?
Yes.
How many?
One.
All right, that's one too many. I'd like to see you with about half a kid.
But it's also enough to...
This was from a previous relationship a long time ago. It's not his, and she's she's much older now.
I see. You're 29. How old is she?
She's 13.
Oof,
baby. All right. What happened to you? Anything?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Lots. Well, no and yes. And I've been through therapy, and
yeah.
I've worked out my problems. And, well, you know, I'm 29 now, and I'm happy with myself as
right.
a person.
They're all behind you.
You have clearly not worked out your problems.
Except for this issue.
Right. Yeah. All minor your problems issue. Are solved except for the part where you compulsively bang your husband's friends.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
A small issue. Small issue.
I hope if your therapist is listening, I hope he or she is in the process of killing themselves, by the way.
Or just kicking themselves in the ass, at least.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not in therapy now, but
shocking.
I'm in therapy for a lot of, attention-seeking issues.
Yeah. What's the deal?
Earlier on in my life.
Was your dad an alcoholic? Was he? Did he abandon the family? Did he abuse you?
Physically abusive, yeah.
No, I have a stepfather, took care of me very well, mother that was very loving.
What happened to your biological father?
They divorced, didn't get along with
him. All right, so everything was great. Everything was great at home. You just can't stop having sex outside of your marriage.
I just have always been an attention-seeking child. I mean, I caused havoc on my family because I always needed attention and had to have it in some way or another.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't get it from my husband, and maybe that's why I seek out.
Well, it's interesting, it's sort of an exaggerated response to what does, in fact, make women cheat, which is when men don't deliver what women need, they cheat. That's why women cheat. Or it's a sexual compulsion. It's an acting out of some trauma from your past. Did anybody ever hit you with an object when you were growing up?
No, not. I mean, I've had a couple of spankings for, you know.
You were never clubbed?
Doing the wrong thing.
Never clubbed with a giant novelty-sized penis?
No, no belt, no anything like that?
No.
All right. Okay. And nobody, no abuse, no alcoholism?
No, not at all. My family was, you know, semi-normal. I mean, just like every other dysfunctional family in the world. I mean, no beatings, you know, as a...
All right, when did you lose...
I started becoming very...
precocious.
Like, sexually active and things
yeah,
like
when
that.
Did you lose your virginity?
I think it was...
Don't give me...
12.
You think...
About 12.
No, let's make it 11.
Well, yeah, it was around 11 or 12, around 7.
Listen, there's not a woman walking. My grandmother's 86. I ask her when she lost her virginity. She'll tell me the time and the day and her exact age. You know how old you are when you lose your virginity. You're 11 years old. Who'd you lose it to?
Which 19-year-old?
A boy across the street. I, you know, was kind of seeing him, dating him, you know, little thing that... You know, kids do at that time frame.
Right,
and,
sure. Everyone's
you know,
getting nailed at 11.
We're talking about it, and so I did it, and then I found out none of my friends had ever done it. So.
How old was he?
A couple of years older than me. I think he was maybe in high school, but he was...
All right, hold on a second, goofball. We have a new policy around here where I'm not supposed to abuse the listeners, but this is... I got to break policy for a second. This is as much denial as I've heard in a long time.
The denial's hard to
Everything was great at home. When did you lose your virginity? At the, 11, 12. First off, you know what year you lost your virginity. How old was the guy who nailed you? Well, it was a couple years older, maybe in high school.
Or maybe done with high school.
Maybe done with high school.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd retired. From his 37 years at the Goodyear plant down the street. No, he was in high school, and you were 11. I mean, this guy was 16, 17 years old, and you were 11 years old and having sex. And there's a lot of problems here. Now you're compulsively acting out.
Yeah.
And you're done with therapy because you're healed. No, you're not. Get back into
and
it.
She may be bipolar even. I mean, she needs some real serious evaluation here.
Okay. Really. But listen, just one more thing. Listen, Maria.
Uh-huh.
Listen, screwball, you got a kid. This ain't good mommy activity. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Now get control of yourself on behalf of your child.
And if you
well,
can't,
that's the question. Can I just stop?
No.
No one stops.
You've tried. It's not working.
That is the question. Can you? And if you can't, you need to get help.
Try.
And if you can't, somebody needs to diagnose you, figure out why you can't, and figure out a course of action for what will help you.
Yeah,
maybe you're a sex addict.
What I'm thinking is to take the logical next step is to go to therapy, but I would assume this would end my marriage.
Well, no. No. Go to a psychiatrist.
On your own.
And there may be some pharmacologic, some medication that you need to take.
Right.
And you need to find out what is causing all this. You need to get to the root of it.
All right, real fast. Susan.
Tell you how to get treated.
Susan?
Yes.
You think, oh, sorry, baby. I didn't mean to wake you. What's up with you? You think your husband's gay?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you want to know how to find out?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a squeegee in the shower?
No.
No. And any potpourri around the house? He drink a lot of diet soda?
Picture frames.
Has he ever had anything framed? What about the exotic yogurts? Pina colada, that flavor? Anything like that?
How about his own toys?
What's he got?
Something that he stimulates himself with.
Like an erectum, you mean?
Yeah.
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 Doesn't mean anything.
It could help. Does it go right up it?
Pardon?
Does it go up his rectum?
Yeah.
You mean easily?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I think it's made for that.
Is it a loose fit?
What?
Okay. Now, why do you think he's gay?
Because he has that.
No other reason.
Yeah. No. Also,
he's blowing this guy. Okay.
Thanks. I was looking on the internet the other day, and he downloads a lot of porn, and I just was kind of like looking through it, just to curious to see what he's
looking at.
All right,
gay porn, because we're running late.
Pardon? Some of it, yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of gay porn? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some of it, but he claims that it's all like, he downloads like in groups.
Accidentally.
Not specific to mm-hmm. what it downloads or something like that, but I don't know.
No, he's down a load of semen. That's the download.
I'm not sure.
All right, Susan, just be honest with him. Here's what you need to tell him. If he's gay, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
That's all you got to do.
We'll be back.
Hello. This is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
All righty. Well, there you go. Another fabulous episode of Loveline. Put to bed. As they say in the newspaper business. Huh. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.